Go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious God, our loving Father, we pray that our thoughts and my words would be led by the Holy Spirit, and may we all hear you and you alone. In your holy name we pray. Amen. I like to watch sports in a social way. Like, if you invited me over to watch a game, I'd come. I'd watch it. I'd just as soon come over and watch a good thing of Gunsmoke or anything else. But, you know, I'll watch sports. But I can tell you up front who I will be pulling for. Just because, and it would be good nature, just because it's sort of my nature, I'll probably pull for whomever you're not. So that we can have a fun time. I'm not really tied to any team. Some of you are quite tied to teams. Some of you put that team on your license plate or other things. Some people, you know exactly who they pull for. Like Jim Burns is a strong Redskins fan. I'm all right. See the reaction you get. And don't get me going between Tom and Webb on Florida teams, but we'll leave that go. I had a good friend. He was a pastor with me in Roanoke, and Nathan loved the Washington Redskins. And he would record every game, not because of conflict of his schedule. He would record the game, and he would not watch the game unless he found out prior that the Redskins had won. And I asked him once, I said, Nathan, doesn't that take the suspense away? He said, absolutely. That's why I do it. He said, I don't want to deal with the frustrations and the anxieties and the stress of going through it unless I know that we have won. Well, nothing about his allegiance to football or his selection of a team. But what a wonderful and correct statement that is at life. How stressful it would be if we had to endure those setbacks in the first quarter, those unnecessary and maybe even bad calls of the second quarter, the injuries of the third quarter, and the stupid plays of the fourth quarter. Without knowing that we win. And this is Zechariah's hope. This child is the hope. We know who wins. We already know that Jesus Christ wins. Now, that's tough not to know. And it's tough to know. As I go through the difficulties of life with other people, I often have said, I'm surprised that there are not more suicides. We read of another suicide of a high-ranking military official. We know the pains of life. And I've got to tell you, it's tough enough going through it as a Christian. Can I get amen on that? It's hard enough when you have faith. But if you didn't know who won, if you didn't have that confidence, I have to say, I was a little bummed this morning about 5:15 when I pulled into the parking lot here and the headlights of my truck reflected and bounced off that for sale sign. And by the way, the church is not for sale. The building is for sale. They don't own the church, and neither do I. No one can sell the church. And for a minute I was bummed, but then I remembered, hey, wait a minute, I heard that my team wins. We've won. And our expectation and our hope is we know who wins, and it's Jesus who wins. Maybe not Tom. Maybe Tom will have to pack his books up. Maybe Tom will have to adjust to something new. Maybe you won't, but Jesus Christ wins. We see in the beginning of the gospel that Jen read for us today, the mention of an angel that I have particular affinity towards because it's the name of my only grandson. From what I hear, probably be my only grandson. And his name is Gabriel. And Gabriel comes to Zechariah at the beginning of Luke, and he says, Zechariah, I've heard your cry. You know, there's only one other place where Gabriel is mentioned in the scripture. That other place is in Daniel. And guess what Gabriel says in Daniel? The exact same word that he said to Zechariah. Daniel, I've heard your cry. Daniel was coming out of a period of exile. Zechariah has been going through a period of silence, waiting for the Messiah. You may find yourself in a time of exile. Didn't we just sing, Come, O come, Emmanuel. We are suffering in this exile here. Our exiles look differently. Your exile may be a relationship exile. It may be a financial exile. It may be a health exile. But Gabriel comes to you and comes to me and says, I've heard your cry. There's a lot of books written about whether or not God answers prayer. Does he answer all prayer? Does he sometimes say yes, sometimes say no? You know, we can discuss that. But let me tell you, one prayer that God always answers. I can guarantee you, I'll put all the money I own, God answers this prayer every time it's prayed. And it's that simple prayer that Peter prayed when he was sinking in water. Lord Jesus Christ, save me. Lord Jesus Christ, save me. Jesus answers that prayer every time. Whatever you're sinking in this morning, you can have hope. Whatever you feel is overwhelming you, all you got to do is say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And our hope is a sure confidence that Jesus Christ not only wins, he wins for me, and he wins for you. And that's our hope. We know who wins this game. Praise be to Jesus Christ and his wonderful victory that we all are awaiting.
Has been from of old. You draw your people to you with your promise of salvation. and every promise you make in your goodness you fulfill. From the house of David, you raised up your Messiah to restore Judah and to herald that your deliverance was near. In your Son's righteousness, we find our life, for his righteousness was more than enough for your people, who had waited so long for justice, who had yearned so long for redemption, who had trusted so long in your grace. Truly, in his righteousness is fulfilled every hope of salvation in every generation. By his death, we can stand justified before you, and through his resurrection, we can share your holy life forever. And so, with angels and archangels, we praise your name, joining the company of heaven in their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
God of glory, for whose coming we wait, make this meal we share a sign that our redemption draws near. Send your Holy Spirit upon your church. Strengthen our hearts in all holiness, that we may be heralds of your kingdom. By your same Spirit, sanctify this bread and this cup, that they may be for us the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who at supper with his disciples took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again he gave you thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Great is the mystery of faith. Christ is died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
God of power, you have promised to make your way to us. Come quickly to those who wait for you. Raise up every head that is bent low in sin. Lift up every heart that is bowed down in shame. Uphold every soul that is made heavy by oppression. Inspire every weary throat to sing of the day when justice and mercy meet. Bring us through all that is passing away to the life that shall never pass away. When every eye shall be lifted up to gaze upon your Son in everlasting glory with all your saints, and when the redemption for which we have longed shall forever be ours, in the company of your Son, in the power of your Spirit. Holy Father, blessed Trinity.
Amen. Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world, his body broken for us, his blood shed for us. With those who are assisting us, come forward, please.